What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. You hear that? Right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband likes other women. What? All right, dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to one of the finest men in my whole town. We've been together 24 years and married for 18. He was my high school sweetheart, and we married young and had two children early. We started having sex when we were 16, so he was the only man I'd been with until recently. He has cheated on me, and I forgave him because I had checked out of our marriage and was going through a little depression. We didn't go to counseling because he refused to go. Instead, he offered me a hall pass to make up for what he did. I may have been depressed, but I'm not crazy, so I told him no thanks, and I went out and had an affair on my own, very discreetly. There's no way he'll ever figure out what I'm doing on the side, because he's now checked out of our crazy marriage. It's nothing for me to find him on the couch with his feet up, talking to another female and gossiping with her like they're girlfriends. He goes shopping with his sister and his mother all the time, and they have even stayed out of town to go shopping at an outlet mall. My sister loves to come to me with a bunch of rumors about my husband, and she tries to stir up mess, but I'm not that concerned about what my husband is doing. She suggested I call his mom and sister and ask about the shopping trips and see how long my husband is really with them, or if he ducks off to go see a female. I don't have the energy for any of that, So what if he likes other women? I'm cheating because I wanted something different. So I see why he might be interested in other women. My husband and I have been best friends for almost 25 years, and that's what's most important to me. Am I wrong for not caring what he's up to? I don't know what this is, but it's certainly not a marriage. I mean, this is a joke right here. Why don't you guys just put yourself out of your misery? You're cheating. He's cheating. This marriage, unfortunately, sounds like it has run its course. And you ask, is it wrong that you don't care anymore? Well, I'll only say yes if you plan on staying married to him. But this is why people get divorced, because they don't care anymore. They don't give a darn. What good is it being married if you don't care about each other? Okay? Your marriage is just pathetic at this point. I mean, what are you holding on to? Is it the memories from back in the day, the habits, what's comfortable? Is it just familiar to you? You say you're best friends. Or are you waiting for a miracle or for something to change? I mean, what is it that you want? You're tired and bored with each other because you guys simply neglected to do the work that it takes to keep your marriage strong. I mean, the two of you have given up on yourselves. You've given up on the marriage. You've given up on each other. What do you want? And what does he want? Do you guys even have any idea? I bet you both know what your side pieces need and want. I bet you do. And yes, his mom and sister are definitely covering for him, I think, when he hangs out with them. If he won't go to counseling, why don't you just go on your own? You know, if you feel like there's something salvageable about this marriage. As long as you're still married, there is a chance. It's not too late. Marriages have come back from all kinds of bad things. I mean, you say you don't care, but I kind of think you do. Otherwise, why are you writing us? Steve?
This marriage over. This marriage, there ain't no saving this. This is not salvageable. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's too much back and forth. And it's more forth than back. So I don't really know where we're going with this. But let's just give you my take. Because I'm a little bit of hate shade in the early beginning. Because I don't like when letters start like this. Dear Steve and Shirley. I'm married to one of the finest men in my whole town. Oh, that's how you gonna come to me with that. I'm married to one of the finest men in my whole town. Well, let me knock you down a little bit, because town means small populated area. So, what? Now, if you was married to the finest man in the city, you might have something right there. But you married to the finest man in our town. Once again, town, small populated area. My ranch was in Little Elm. Population 630 people. Hard to find a fine person out of 630. You got to give, just somebody got to have the title. Because out of the 630 people that lived in the township, all of them wasn't adults. All of them were young, and a lot of them probably used to be fine. So I just wanted to say that and get that out the way. That's a little bit of shade and hate. They've been together 24 years, married 18, high school sweetheart. Started having sex when y'all was 16. Y'all tired each other by now. It's the only man you ever been with until recently. Uh-oh. Letter took a turn. He has cheated on me and I forgave him because here's the first time. I had checked out of our marriage and was going through a little depression. I'm not really sure how to read that. I don't know what a little depression is up next to a lot of depression. Most people I know that's depressed is just sad-ass people. I don't know how you be a little sad if your ass is just sad.
Hold on, Steve. Hold on. We'll have part two of your response.
I have so much to say about this letter.
Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, My Husband Likes Other Women is the subject. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire. How many times have you arrived in Orlando and suddenly realized you forgot the kids? But then you remember, you had no intention of bringing the kids. You are in Orlando to enjoy yourself. It's an amazing opportunity to have fun and experience all the fun Orlando has to offer. Sure, Orlando is known as the theme park capital of the world, but there's so much more to this destination. It's the place where adults can become kids again, and happy hour happens any hour with never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, and outdoor adventures from zip lining to its beautiful natural springs. And of course, fireworks every single night. Plus, you have loads of entertainment options, see unique neighborhoods, and can even visit their blossoming arts and culture. Orlando has everything for an amazing getaway with your loved ones or friends, including exciting thrill rides, lush lazy rivers, and world-class golf and spas. Yes, there's more to see, do, and experience than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my husband likes other women.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Once again, I'm going to just read the letter and tear it apart. I go, dear Steve and Shirley, I married one of the finest men in my whole town. Once again, I told you about that little town stuff. You know, so what? You know, how many of y'all stay there? 200? It's easy to get the title when it ain't but 200 people. Okay, so you married to the little finest man in your town. Been together 24 years, married 18. He was your high school sweetheart. You got married, you had kids early. You've only had sex with him. You started having sex at 16. You checked out the marriage. He started cheating on you, and you forgave him because you had checked out of your marriage. That's the first time somebody checked out the marriage. So while you checked out, he checked out too. So y'all been checked out. Y'all got married early, all this. It's understandable, though, because you was going through a little depression. Nah, that ain't really why he checked out. you know, that ain't really why, but you always trying to give a man an excuse for why he messed up, so I guess you can let him have that one. All right. We didn't go to counseling because, hell, he didn't want to, because, see, he don't see nothing wrong. I told you, you checked out. He been checked out. He cheated because he wanted to. Instead, he offered me a hall pass. Now, ain't that a guilt trip? So since I cheated, you can go out and cheat to make up for what he did. Now, you might have been depressed, but you ain't crazy, so I told him no thanks. And then right after you told him no thanks, see, that's another thing. You checked out the marriage. Then he cheated on you. Then he turned around, gave you a hall pass. Then you told him no thanks because you ain't crazy, but you went out and had an affair on your own very discreetly. So now you done checked back out the marriage again. There's no way he'll ever figure out what I'm doing on the side because now he's checked out of our crazy marriage. Okay. Now you checked out, you cheating. He been checked out, but you think he ain't. So now, he done checked out again. Then you say, it's nothing for me to find him on the couch with his feet up, talking to another female, gossiping with her like they girlfriend. Then here's the part where it got all unbelievable. He goes shopping with his sister and his mama all the time, and they stayed out of town to go shopping at an outlet mall. Who go with their mom and their sister to a damn outlet mall at a time? What black dude, you know, go out of town with his mama and his sister go shopping at an outlet mall? Who do that? And you know, once again, we back to how small your town is. How the hell you got to go out of town to find a damn mall? That's really a small town. If you got to go out of town to find an outlet mall, do y'all stay in a village?
Village?
That's my question.
Smaller than a town.
What's the village?
Yeah. My sister loves to come to me with a bunch of rumors about my husband. She tries to stir up mess, and here's another telltale sign, but I'm not that concerned about what my husband is doing. This is a woman who's completely checked out. You see, it's all these checkout red flags in this marriage. She suggested I call his mom and sister, ask about the shopping trips, see how long my husband's really with them, or if he ducks out to see a female. Here's the next line. Now, all these lines sum up the letter. I don't have the energy for any of that. Red flag. Checked out. Next line. So what if he likes other women? What? I mean,
what?
A wife says, so what if he likes other women? All these sentences right here is the telltale of this whole letter. Next sentence, you ready for this? Uh-huh. I'm cheating because I wanted something different. What? Listen to the sentence. All of these is back to back. You ready for the next sentence? Mm-hmm. I see why he might be interested in other women. What? Any of these sentences by themselves is damaging evidence, but she put them all in the same paragraph. They back to back to back. You ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
This is the one that's absurd. My husband and I have been best friends for 25 years, and that's what's most important to me. Are you nuts? Y'all friend, y'all best friends that don't give a damn about each other. Am I wrong for not caring what he's up to? No, you ain't wrong for not. You don't care. How you wrong for not care? You don't care. I told you at the top of this letter, this marriage is over. It's been over. You're not in a marriage. Y'all in some mess. Y'all sitting up somewhere, y'all roommates. He got his feet up on the coffee table talking to other girls. You in the house. Ain't no consequences. Ain't nobody busting no ashtray over nobody's head. Ain't nobody. Oh, y'all got all the windows in the house.
Yeah.
All right, he can drive off. Ain't none of his tires flat. Ain't no sugar in the gas tank.
put nothing.
Post your comments on today's story letter. Steve Harvey.
Where
FM
is Carla
crazy.
Ferrell when you need her?
I'm right here, baby.
That's right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.